Strange Adventure.
Jeff Madison strolled aimlessly down the streets of San Francisco's Chinatown, glancing at the curios displayed in the shop windows. Suddenly, a Chinese shopkeeper dashed out of a doorway just ahead and hurled a small object against the wall of a building across the street. As the missile smashed to bits, the Oriental, waving his arms madly, re-entered his shop. Jeff, curious to know what the excited celestial had thrown away, crossed the street. He stooped and picked up a fragment of remarkably carved jade. He examined it thoughtfully and crossed to the store into which the Chinese had vanished. The shopkeeper, his composure regained, stood behind a curio-filled showcase.
Good afternoon. May I help you?
Jeff drew out the bit of jade and showed it to the man.
You almost ran over me when you were in such a hurry to get rid of this bit of jade carving. I just wondered at the reason for its destruction.
Many days ago, a stranger came to my shop carrying this image of Shiva, the Hindu god of death. He had no money, so I bought the carving from him. I have had nothing but bad luck since. Perhaps now that it is broken, I will not suffer again.
Jeff thanked the shopkeeper, slipped the scrap of jade into his pocket, and left the shop. Some time later, Jeff showed his friend Bob Dale a ring set with a piece of unlucky jade.
I say, aren't you afraid you might have the same sort of bad luck the Chinese had?
Yeah, I probably would be, Bob, if I were superstitious. I've had the ring a month now. Nothing's happened so far.
But when Bob Dale next visited Jeff's apartment, the young man had quite a different story to tell. Jeff Madison looked years older, and his eyes wore a frightened look that wouldn't leave. He had lost his job and couldn't find another. His money was running out, and he was worried. Bob glanced at Jeff's right hand.
I say, that ring. Maybe the old shopkeeper was right.
Jeff nodded as he looked at the bit of jade.
Yeah, I'm about to believe the curse myself, but... Well, I've been afraid to get rid of the ring.
Oh, that shouldn't be very difficult to do. Just toss it out the window. Bad luck will go with it.
Jeff's face was grim as he rose from his chair.
I'll do it.
He opened the large window that overlooked the wide lawn. As Jeff leaned out to throw the ring, his friend saw the window move downward. He cried out in warning as the frame jarred free. Bob's warning shout came a moment too late. Before Jeff could withdraw his head from the open window, the heavy sash came down upon him. Bob helped the stunned man to a chair.
You're not hurt very badly. I'll get some ointment and bandages.
Wait. The ring. See what's happened to it.
Bob went to the window and looked down into the street. An interesting sight met his eyes. Two men were fighting and scrambling upon the curb, each of them clutching at the jade ring. One of them fell under a terrific blow, dropping the ring. His assailant dived for it, but missed. Bob watched the unlucky ring roll away and disappear down a deep storm drain. Gone at last was the tiny talisman of ill omen. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye for my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of...
Strange Adventure.